Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that strives to know at least a little bit more about history every day. I'm Gabe Lussier, and in this episode, we're talking about a strange incident in the often tragic life of Impressionist painter Vincent van Gogh. The topic hinges on an instance of self-harm, which some listeners may find disturbing. If that's you, maybe give this episode a pass or circle back when you feel better prepared. The day was December 23rd, 1888. Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh mutilated his own left ear with a razor blade while living in Arles, France. The most widely accepted account is that van Gogh experienced a manic episode after getting in an argument with his fellow artist and housemate, Paul Gauguin. Historians have discussed the nature of van Gogh's unstable mental health for over a century, but with little evidence to go on, they haven't come to a firm conclusion. What we know for certain is that the artist wrestled with severe depression, that he consumed paint and other chemicals, and that he sometimes saw and heard things that weren't really there. Today, Vincent Willem van Gogh is one of the most popular artists of all time, and his paintings, now worth millions, are on display at the finest museums throughout the world. Unfortunately, as is often the case, the artist never saw any of that success in his lifetime. He sold very few of his works and largely depended on his younger brother, Theo, for financial support. Van Gogh decided to be an artist in 1880, at the age of 27. Prior to that, he had worked as an art dealer for a gallery and as a preacher, ministering to impoverished miners in Belgium. In 1881, he received painting and drawing lessons from his uncle, an accomplished artist named Anton Mauve. Van Gogh's early work drew inspiration from his experiences with the peasant families he had met in the mining village. As a result, the paintings from this period tend to be darker toned and more somber than the bright, vivid scenes that appear in his most famous works. In 1886, Van Gogh moved to Paris, where he began developing his well-known style. The hectic life of a modern city inspired the artist to experiment with bright colors and short brush strokes, as well as more upbeat subjects like cafes and floral still lifes. Artistically, Van Gogh was making great strides, but financially, he remained dependent on his brother Theo, who worked in Paris as the manager of an art gallery. After 2 years there, the bustle of city life, and its expense, got to be too much for Van Gogh. He longed for a change of scenery, so in February of 1888, he boarded a train and traveled to Arles, a small town in the south of France. Van Gogh rented several rooms in a big, yellow house, and quickly fell in love with his new surroundings. He painted scenes of the countryside, like blossoming orchards and field workers gathering the harvest, as well as vibrant still lifes, including his famous sunflower series. His style became lighter and more expressive, a drastic change from the somber tones of his early work. Life in Arles not only improved Van Gogh's productivity, but his ambition as well. He wrote to Theo about his desire to establish what he called a studio of the South. The idea was basically to set up an artist's colony in Arles, where he and others could live and produce work for Theo to sell in Paris. Theo was supportive of his brother's idea, and even arranged for Paul Gauguin to travel to Arles as a kind of test run for the colony. Gauguin arrived in late October of 1888, and things started out pretty well. He and Van Gogh worked enthusiastically, and even painted each other's portraits. Still, the men had very different views on art, which often led to heated arguments. The growing tension came to a head on December 23rd, when Van Gogh threatened his friend with a razor before ultimately turning it on himself. The facts of the ear incident have become muddled over time. Alternate accounts exist for virtually every detail of the story, including why Van Gogh chopped off his ear in the first place, how much of it he actually chopped off, and what he did with it afterward. Let's take those one at a time, starting with the artist's motive. Most accounts suggest Van Gogh's mania was triggered by Paul Gauguin threatening to leave the house in Arles. However, some Van Gogh experts have recently suggested that the artist took a razor to his ear after learning that his brother Theo had gotten engaged. The presumption is that Van Gogh would have felt threatened by his brother's relationship, perhaps fearing that marriage would leave Theo with less time, energy, and money to devote to Van Gogh's projects. Historians previously thought that the artist only learned of the marriage after he cut his ear. However, new evidence suggests that he actually heard the news on the same day that he fought with Gauguin and then mutilated his ear. According to author and Van Gogh specialist Martin Bailey, quote, "It was fear that pulled the trigger and led to the breakdown. Fear of being abandoned in both an emotional and financial way." As for the severity of the wound, some say just the lower earlobe was severed, while others insist it was almost the entire appendage. Van Gogh later documented the ordeal in a pair of self-portraits, but in both of them his ear is bandaged, so it's hard to tell how much is missing. Other evidence is just as ambiguous. For instance, a letter written by the doctor who first treated the wound contained a sketch showing the ear had been completely detached. However, a different doctor who tended to Van Gogh 2 years later also made a sketch of the ear, and his showed that just the earlobe had been severed. Why the medical drawings are so different is one of the many mysteries that still surrounds the event. Lastly, let's look at what happened to the ear itself. According to early reports, later that evening, Van Gogh wrapped his severed ear in newspaper, walked to a brothel in the nearby red light district, and presented it to a sex worker named Rachel. Remarkably, the only part of that story that's been questioned is the name and occupation of the poor girl who got stuck with the ear. According to research by Bernadette Murphy, another author and Van Gogh scholar, the unlucky recipient was actually an 18-year-old girl named Gabrielle Berletier, who worked at the brothel as a maid. Murphy also found evidence that the girl worked a second job at a cafe where Van Gogh frequently hung out. This suggests that he didn't give her his ear by chance, though any intended significance, as well as what she did with it, remain unknown. The morning after the incident, Van Gogh was admitted to the local hospital, where he remained for about 2 weeks. When he was discharged in January of 1889, the artist had little recollection of cutting his ear. He resumed painting, but in the months that followed, his mood fluctuated wildly. Fearing another mental crisis, Van Gogh decided to voluntarily admit himself to a psychiatric hospital in May. He continued painting throughout his one-year stay, and despite his illness, he produced some of his most famous works during this time, including Irises and Starry Night. In May of 1890, Van Gogh left the mental hospital and moved to an artist's village near Paris. He found peace there, for a time, but by mid-July, his illness and concern for the future became too much for him to bear. On July 27th, he shot himself in a wheat field and died 2 days later, at the age of 37. The artist left behind a large body of work, more than 850 paintings and nearly 1,300 drawings. His genius was recognized posthumously, and today he's remembered not only as the troubled man who cut off his ear, but as one of the most gifted artists the world has ever known. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. You can also leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and you can write to us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.